Last year, Abraham Lincoln Elementary School in Santa Rosa dipped its toe in the water of ukulele classes. A one-semester class was such a big hit that the artists in the school's ukulele residency will span both semesters of this academic year. Ray Gargano is Director of Education and Community Engagement at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. He says arts organizations like his are filling a need.
The California Arts Education Alliance did a data project looking at how much arts education there is throughout the state. And our schools haven't quite caught back up to where they should be. And so we know that our schools and our community lack just an equitable consistency to access for the kids. So we try to bring arts into the school as much as we can.
The Burbank Center runs numerous arts education initiatives. From Page to Stage brings students into the center for performances and prepares them with readings and discussions. Their popular summer program just wrapped up. Among other things, they connected young people to cultural expressions like mariachi music. Now, there are numerous ways to build arts into the school day. Among the most popular is an approach called arts integration.
And that means that we work with schools to take the arts and integrate that with another academic area so that the students are not only learning the arts, but they're learning it with another area. And by combining the two, they learn better. Students who participate in the arts are better prepared in their schoolwork, in finding a job, or in general life after schooling.
Okay, give me a little bit more of the specifics in terms of this ukulele project then. What other academic subjects are you combining with the ukulele work, and how does that work?
Well, we're in the fourth and fifth grade at Lincoln Elementary with this specific program, and so we rely on the teachers that we work with to pick the curriculum that they want to spend time on. So we take in the art form with Andrew Devaney, who is our teaching artist for that program, and he brings the expertise of playing the ukulele and writing music. And so then he works with each individual classroom teacher to figure out what curriculum they want. So last year, one of the schools decided they wanted to talk about long division. So the students wrote a song about long division.
Finally, what do you see? What do you have a long-term plan that you're in the midst of? How would you like to see arts in schools grow? What would Burbank's role in that be?
We had about 37,000 students and teachers attend live performances here at the center. We're really building on how we can go out into the schools more, like our Artists in the Schools program. We are starting this year a teaching artist training program to have more arts integration residencies. So we're trying to extend their time with students, so students who might not be getting the arts in schools will have a better opportunity to receive some of that.
Ray Gargano, Director of Education and Community Engagement at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.